This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Global trade has been something of a theme on the program this week, what with the election having brought us those two big economic policy speeches that Catherine and John and I were talking about. China has figured prominently in a mostly unflattering light, but here's the thing, the context. Trade between the world's biggest economies has for years relied on a convenient status quo. American companies employing hundreds of millions of low-wage Chinese workers to make products that got shipped back here for American consumers to buy. But that trend is turning around as the balance in the global economy changes. Big Chinese companies are setting up factories here, providing jobs for American workers. And nowhere is this more evident, reports Marketplace's Rob Schmitz, than in South Carolina.
1960s South Carolina, a state where African Americans fought for the right to attend white-only schools, restaurants, bowling alleys, a state where the National Guard attacked and killed protesters who were fighting for these rights. South Carolina Secretary of Commerce Bobby Hitt says that era's turmoil had a serious impact on business.
So I think the sense was it was hard to recruit American companies into South Carolina because of these parochial attitudes. And so I think the strategy started to emerge, well, if we can't sell to our local national audience, maybe we should go overseas.
South Carolina did just that. Plants owned by BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Volvo have made the state the largest exporter of cars in the U.S. Foreign tire makers like Michelin and GT have made the state the largest tire producer in the nation. South Carolina now leads the country in foreign direct investment, much of that in the form of Chinese-owned factories like this one. A machine grinds spirals into high-performance drill bits on an assembly line in the small town of Seneca in upstate South Carolina. Once finished, they'll be shipped to customers throughout North America and Europe. 10 years ago, this factory was run by Greenfield Industries, an American drill bit company. Then the recession hit, says Operations Vice President Bobby Densmore.
It looked more like the building wasn't even open. The property wasn't taken as good care of. The grass was head high. People thought we had closed.
In 2009, Chinese company Top Eastern, the world's largest drill company, bought Greenfield. The new Chinese managers went on a hiring spree. They cut the grass, and in an overgrown plot of company land once used by employees as an ad hoc driving range, it built its global headquarters.
So you've had, over the last 5 years, you've had various levels of construction going on. You've had new jobs come in. And so now it's, we're a driving force in the community.
Densmore estimates the Chinese takeover of this factory added 200 jobs to a community of 8,000 residents suffering from the recession. They're positions that pay an average of $16 an hour, and like most jobs in South Carolina, they're non-union, one of several things that have attracted other Chinese companies like Haier, the world's largest appliance maker, to build factories here.
We are a low-cost community in a low-cost state.
Richard Blackwell is executive director of the Oconee Economic Alliance, an organization that aims to attract investment to Oconee County in upstate South Carolina.
We have a lot of economic development incentives that brings that burden, if you want to call it, that cost burden down even further. And, we've proven that global companies can be successful here.
Oconee County lowers property taxes for outside investors, and the state of South Carolina, says Commerce Secretary Bobby Hitt, offers another incentive.
We offset most of their income taxes with credits. We want our companies to be profitable, because if they're profitable, they're going to grow and add more employees. It's pretty straight up formula.
A formula that's put nearly 3,000 South Carolinians to work manufacturing products for Chinese companies, giving a new meaning to the term outsourcing. In South Carolina, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.